Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to the episode of our series أسماء الحسنى Alhamdulillah we have covered 10 beautiful names of Allah عز وجل up until now and the name that we will cover today is Al-Khaliq. Yes, inshallah we'll be hearing about this beautiful name and what the ulama have written regarding the specialities of this majestic name. Now the word Khaliq is used in various meanings, many different meanings, and as we know it's derived from the root words of Kha, Lam and Qaf, Khalq, and this means to create something, to ordain something. In which aspect? In the aspect of how it will be formed or how it will appear. This is what Khaliq means. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned various times in the Quran that He Himself is the creator. He created humankind. He created jinnkind. There's a famous verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ So there, the description of Allah creating humankind, jinnkind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah has created the heavens, the earth. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that He Himself is the Khaliq, is the creator. And this is the reality. Why? Because when we look at mankind, when we look at worldly creations or what people make, then this is only possible through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, they only make a form or an appearance of something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haqiqi, real creator of that thing. And that thing is only created through the will of Allah, through means created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all creation, even if it's man-made, is ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He has given the tawfiq, He has given the means, and He has willed for that thing to come into existence. Now let's look at the Quran and how the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he mentioned that he created the mold of a bird. But that was creating the form, the tasweer, the appearance of it. And the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to that thing. Allah Azza wa Jal is the Khaliq. So in the Quran, Isa alayhi salam says, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Indeed, I create for you from clay something which is like a bird, which is like the appearance of a bird, فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ Then I blow into it, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ And it becomes a bird with the permission of Allah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haqiqi creator. An insan, any creating that he does, then this is creating merely the form of something, the appearance of something. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings it into existence. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Mu'minun, verse 14, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Blessed is Allah, أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ The greatest, the best of all creators. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the power of creating to Himself and saying He is the best of creators. Now Allah Azza wa Jal is such a creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that created us from nothing. He created us from nothing, brought us from Adam into Wujud, from non-existence into existence. And if we were to ponder upon our bodies, just our bodies, look at every single strand of hair on our body, look at our nails, the eyes that we have, the ears, every single limb and organ, subhanallah, we didn't create any of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every single thing that we possess in our body and on our body. So He is the Khaliq. And when we ponder like this, then we truly realize that we are created by a mighty and glory creator, majestic creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fashioned us, has formed us and created us. Now, as we've been mentioning throughout the episodes, that these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have requisites, they have conditions, requirements, meaning they require insan to act in a certain way. And how do we implement these beautiful names in our life? So when we know that Allah is Khaliq, then the Quran tells us that that is enough of a proof, enough of a reason for you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He created you. This is a right upon you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go to the Quran in Surah Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Now, regarding this verse, the ulama has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that He is our Khaliq, He is our Creator. And then He has given us reasons as to why we should worship Him. And what are those reasons? Number one, that He is our Lord, He is our Rabb. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ Worship your Lord. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ The one who created you. Second reason to worship Him, that He created us. And we have to now worship Him passionately, with devotion, with submission, inshaAllah ta'ala. Why? Because He is the Khaliq. He is the Rabb. He raises us, He nurtures us. We're born and we're helpless. We can't even feed ourselves, clean ourselves, clothe ourselves, can't do anything, we're babies. Then the transition, we turn into toddlers, then young children, then we spend our childhood, then we go into adolescence, adulthood, and then we become parents ourselves, become grandparents as well. Look at all of these stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us, nurturing us, cherishing us, sustaining us. So this is why we should worship Him. And He is our Khaliq. As mentioned earlier, He gave us everything that we have. This body that we boast about, our looks, our strength, and other traits that we possess, and we boast about them. We'll become happy when we start pondering about our beauty, our power, our strength, and the other blessings that Allah has given us in our body. But who is the one who bestowed us with all of that? The Khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created us from the beginning. And then we go through all of these stages. We should never forget Him. We should worship Him. Now, one point to note here, this does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs our worship. No. Our worship, meaning the worship that we carry out, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is only for our benefit. This only benefits us. If nobody in the world worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would still be Khaliq. He would still be Rabb. He would still be the most powerful. He would still be the greatest. But if we want betterment for ourselves in this world and in the hereafter, then this is the wisdom of Allah that we must worship Him. And this is how we will benefit. We worship Allah, we will benefit, inshaAllah ta'ala. In Surah Zariyat, it's mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ This verse I quoted before as well, that Allah Jalla wa'ala says, I did not create jinn and insan, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except that they worship Me. And here the ulama of tafsir, the Quranic commentators, they say, that لِيَعْبُدُونَ means that they recognize Me as their Lord. إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ That they recognize that I was the one who created them. I was the one who brought them into this world. This is what they need to aim for, to understand, to believe in Allah. And when we realize that, automatically we will worship Him. When we realize that Allah Azza wa Jal is our Malik, He is our Khaliq, He is everything for us. He is the one who brought us into existence. Every blessing that we attain in the world is through His mercy, His generosity, His compassion towards us, then we will worship Him, insha'Allah ta'ala. Now in the books of philosophy, students study this in Dars-e Nizami, students study mantiq, logic. The books are filled with dalail, proofs for why we should worship the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. But look at the Quranic style, look at the Quranic way of telling us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in very simple, very beautiful and simple ways, tells us the reasons why we should worship Allah. He is our Creator. He's our Khaliq, He's our Malik, He's our Rabb. He is everything for us. And this is why we should worship Him. So a believer should ponder upon these verses and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the obligations that have been commanded. And there are so many other verses which tell us to ponder about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like this verse, لِيَعْرِفُونَ That they should recognize Me, they should attain My gnosis, My ma'rifah. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ This is Surah Ali Imran. That indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ and the alternation of the day and night. لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ there are signs for those who possess intellect, who are intelligent. So when people actually ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth, when they see the night coming, the day going, then the night finishing, the day entering, these are all signs that there's a creator behind all of this. Inshallah, this will lead us to the understanding that Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our creator. In Surah Mulk, it's mentioned, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ that keep looking, pondering upon the skies. Look at the heavens. You don't see any distortion in the heavens. In the world, when people build palaces, mansions, houses, you need pillars. You won't find a house without pillars. Look at the heavens, established without pillars. They do not fall on top of us. They are suspended without pillars. This is the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of His creating. He is Khaliq. Now, look at the earth. We've been asked to ponder about the earth till today. Even though there's been so many advances in science and technological advances and so many machinery at our disposal, we still don't know about the reality of the earth. There's one theory that this earth is 25% land and 75% water. Many new discoveries are being found, new animals, new species. SubhanAllah, this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the heavens, we're amazed. We're astonished. SubhanAllah, look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the stars. We've been told that there are many stars which are bigger than the earth. When we look at them, they look small. Now, there are thousands of such stars in the heavens. So imagine how vast, how big the heavens are. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the Khaliq of the heavens and the earth. Now, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest scholars of this ummah, has said that every heaven is bigger than the previous one. The second is bigger than the first. The third is bigger than the second. And the seventh is the biggest, of course. And then above the seventh heaven, you have the Arsh and the Kursi. And in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Arsh is the greatest creation in size. You know, the Kursi is bigger than the seven heavens, but the Arsh is bigger than the Kursi as well. And here it's important to note, obviously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of Kursi or Arsh. This is just to show His majesty and His power, His strength, His Qudra. Otherwise, He is free from time, He is free from place, He is free from being in a location. And some people have misinterpreted the verses and the ahadith in this regard to say that Allah is a physical being. Ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah. It's the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the unanimous belief from the scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a being unlike any other being. Laysa kamithlihi shay. We possess limbs. We possess a body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't. What is the reality of the Creator? We will know in the hereafter when we are blessed with His vision. And even then, it will be according to our limited understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azeem, He's great. Now, as human beings, we have access nowadays to so many pictures. You know, people have devoted their lives to visiting certain places of the world. They find fossils, they find rare species, and then they try to visualize how that animal would have looked like. So, for example, when we see dinosaurs, we think, whoa, such a large creation. Just looking at them puts fear into our hearts. Massive creation. We look at other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. We are taken aback. When we look at the beauty of someone, we are taken aback. Imagine Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam is mentioned had 600 wings. And each wing would occupy the space, the size of the earth and the heavens. Israfil alayhi salam is even a greater, meaning in terms of size, than greater creation than Jibreel alayhi salam in terms of size. And then Mikael alayhi salam is even bigger, even greater. So imagine. But these angels, despite their size, they would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They, on the day of judgment, they will request and want burdens to be removed from them. They are so humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no blame upon them. And then we look at ourselves, look how small we are. We are nothing compared to that. Why so much arrogance? Why so much boasting and pride and looking down on others? We need to realize that we're not as great as we think. We are weak slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should show that humbleness as well. And Allah Azza wa Jalla created everything without any fatigue, without any tiredness. He's all powerful. وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ He says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never faces any tiredness, fatigue. That's human beings who are, you know, become tired, who face fatigue after doing a difficult and a hard task. This is the Creator, the Khaliq that we are talking about. and he has no resemblance to his creation. The creation is weak. And although Allah Azza wa Jal says he created the world, heavens and the earth in 6 days, this was based on his infinite wisdom. Otherwise he could have created it in an instance by just saying kun. This is his wisdom to do it with tadrij. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not take him long to do anything. He is the Khaliq. And this Khaliq of ours, we need to recognize him. We need to love him. We need to have tawakkul upon him. Our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal loves us more than our mothers. In one narration, the Sahaba saw how a mother was expressing love for her child. She was clinging to her child. And the companions, they became emotional upon seeing this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal loves a bondsman, loves a person more than a mother loves her child. This is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. Now let me give an example. In the world, if a high-ranking individual shows affection towards you and he's nice towards you, treats you kindly, then your head will be in the clouds. You'll be over the moon. You'll be so happy and joyful that so-and-so person, prime minister or leader or the king of a country, or that person respects me. Who am I? But they call out to me and they ask about me and they are affectionate towards me. Even in a workplace, for example, a manager shows affection or compassion to a particular worker, person will be over the moon. But do we ever ponder Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all of these beings, and he loves us more than anyone could ever love us, and he's more compassionate towards us than anyone could be. We keep this in mind, then we will worship him. We will have pleasure in our prostrations, in our worship, in our invocations, in our tasbihat, in our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never consider it a burden. We will take pleasure. We will have ladha in our worship, inshaAllah. So, dear viewers, this concludes our episode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq. This is the name that we covered in this episode. Beautiful name. We understood what is meant by him being the Khaliq. He is the haqiqi, real creator. And as such, we should worship him. We should obey him. InshaAllah ta'ala, he loves us more than our mothers. If we worship him, fulfill his obligations, recognize him as the creator, are not arrogant, are not proud or boastful. We are humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah, we will attain blessings in both worlds. Until the next episode, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of you. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.